In the club, we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM.
Oh, right.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who's sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, January 31st, Alumni Association Music Industry Club and Oneonta's Photography Society is hosting an alumni panel discussion. Learn more about Danny DeRusso's music photography journey at 1:30 p.m. in Fitzell, room 321. On Saturday, February 1st, join the sustainability community from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Farmers Market. Also happening Saturday, February 1st, there will be a silent film streaming in the Red Dragon Theater. The film is called The Crowd, and it starts at 8 p.m. On Sunday, February 2nd, there is a screening at Foothills, The Shark is Broken. Learn more about tickets online at Bigger Dreams Production. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Oh, please don't you think, babe, that I have been wrong. You cried for yeah. Well, you love me too. So how can you just sit down? But you know I dare not to have you here to see you living oh so near to me. Oh, but you are distant and so it's dead. It's so over, baby, got to be over. Cause yeah, our love affair, yes, it's just history. Yes, it is. Once in a green time a flower, both fell in love with the sun. Her passion lasted for an hour, and then she wilted. Come on, love one.
Andrew, and you are listening to Radio Gaga on WONY 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. So that was It Hurts Me Too by The Grateful Dead. That was a cover, I believe, of a electric blues song. And we'll get more into that once I list off the songs that were previously played. So we had It Hurts Me Too. It was live at the Fillmore East, live performance at the Fillmore East, New York City, April 1971. Then before that, we had Tobacco Road by Jefferson Airplane from the album Jefferson Airplane Takes Off. And even before that, we had Flower in the Sun by Big Brother and Holding Company, and of course with Janis Joplin, from the album Cheap Thrills. And the song was Flower in the Sun. So today's theme is going to be based around blues rock and electric blues. The electric blues segment will be the second hour. And yeah, so I got that planned. Just something of where, you know, I just want to share because of Black History Month, and I just really want to touch upon the culture of blues music, especially towards, you know, towards our culture. And yeah, you know, I just love diversity. I just love celebrating it, and, you know, February is definitely that month. So yeah, happy Black History Month. Anyways, the next song that we got coming up is Black Magic Woman by Fleetwood Mac from the album The Pious Bird of Good Omen. I believe this was a song written by Santana, and this was a cover. And this was back before Fleetwood Mac before Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham joined. So this was like Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. That album, like The Pious Bird of Good Omen, like, I don't know, like, there's just one instrumental on there, Albatross, that a lot of people listen to. I cannot get my head around it. But, you know, it's, you know, again, with, like, music, like, I just revisit it when I just don't like it the first time I listen. You know, everyone's different. Everyone has their own taste in music. But anyways, here's Black Magic Woman by Fleetwood Mac from the album The Pious Bird of Good Omen. Enjoy.
Got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. Ooh. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, cause you might just break up my magic spell. Got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone. Yes, I need you so bad.
give up your vows.
And that was Meet Me in the Morning by Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan from the album Blood on the Tracks. And before that, we had... what we have? I Put a Spell on You by Creedence Clearwater. I Can't Quit You, Babe by Led Zeppelin. Roadhouse Blues from The Doors. And yeah, so hope everyone's week has been well. Mine's has been cool, I guess. You know, can't really complain. It got cold, like, really, like... Oh, like really cold. Like, I think on Friday or Saturday. Yeah, the weather's been kind of, like, you know, been kind of messy. And I think the groundhog or whatever, like, saw its shadow. So, like, I think we're getting more, like more weeks of, like, winter or something, like, 6 more weeks. That's what I saw today. So I'm like, okay, more winter? Wow. That's unfortunate, you know? So, yeah. So I hope you're enjoying the songs that I got. And yeah, you know, just going through the classics, you know, it just reminds me about those channels I usually see on TV, like the cable channels that have just like so many like reruns of like these old shows and stuff. Like, I love that, you know, like, I don't know. It's just not the nostalgia factor, but like you can see how different society was back then and now compared to today. And you know, today it's been interesting, but you know, everything changes day by day. So, anyways, the next song that we are coming up is Couldn't Stand the Weather by Stevie Ray Vaughan. I don't really play Stevie Ray Vaughan on my show, if I'm being honest. I feel like this is actually the first time I believe I'm playing him. He's not really that significant to me, because I feel like after the 60s and 70s, when blues music was still a thing, like in the 80s and 90s, that's when it started to, like... I don't know, I just don't feel like it had that much of a significance. It was more into, like, the folk culture of things. But nowadays, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, again, people admire the 70s and 60s culture. And often, you know, blues music, blues rock music, or even blues, is just paired with it as well, you know. So I'm glad, like, newer generations are aware of what was going on back then with music. And, you know, again, in those eras of the 80s and 90s, it was just, like, it was all centered around, like, one, like, movement of music. And, again, that's I can also say the same for nowadays. But, yeah. So here's Couldn't Stand the Weather by Stevie Ray Vaughan from the album of the same name. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
circus mind. That's funny.
you know the reason why.
And that was Your Blues by the Beatles from the album, White Album. And yeah, so the first hour is almost up, but I do want to finish the first hour off with the final song being Morning Dew by Bonnie Dobson from the album of the same name. Well, the album Bonnie Dobson. Sorry, folks, I got confused. But I'm playing this song last because so many blues rock musicians covered this song. You got Jeff Beck, you got Grateful Dead, Dwayne and Greg Allman, the West Coast Pop Experiment Band. They actually listed it under a different name, but they still covered this the song. So yeah, so we got that to finish it off. And basically what this song is about, it's like, I think, like a post-nuclear war type of environment. And it's interesting, you know, like, the lyrics for the song are legendary. Like, I couldn't imagine someone writing these lyrics about that type of environment, like, back then, you know? And this song is considered as, like, a traditional song, which is crazy. So, yeah, so anyways, I'm going to finish off the first hour with Morning Dew by Bonnie Dobson. And the second hour, we're going to be playing some electric blues. And, yeah, stick around for that. Anyways, here's Morning Dew by Bonnie Dobson from the album Bonnie Dobson. Enjoy.
Take me for a walk.
In the club, we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, January 31st, Alumni Association Music Industry Club and Oneonta's Photography Society is hosting an alumni panel discussion. Learn more about Danny DeRusso's music photography journey at 1:30 p.m. in Fitzell, room 321. On Saturday, February 1st, join the sustainability community from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Farmers Market. Also happening Saturday, February 1st, there will be a silent film streaming in the Red Dragon Theater. The film is called The Crowd, and it starts at 8 p.m. On Sunday, February 2nd, there is a screening at Foothills. The Shark is Broken. Learn more about tickets online at Bigger Dreams Production. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked. Like every storm.